This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nick Ackridge of PFF joins us now. Nick, a lot of smoke on Jaden Daniels to Washington, number two. Are you buying it?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to ignore whenever Schefter starts throwing out some names like that. But, you know, we saw this with Adam Peters when he was with the 49ers. There was a lot of Mac Jones smoke before they eventually took Trey Lance. So I'm not 100% sold on it. That's probably just me, you know, being more of a Drake May fan and saying that. But, yeah, it's tough to kind of ignore that.
What fits them the best in terms of stylistically, Nick? Like, which quarterback do you see fitting Kingsbury, Brian Johnson, et cetera, for the long haul?
Yeah, I think both Drake May and Jaden Daniels really kind of fit with their what they do on offense and Cliff Kingsbury's style of offense. I know he doesn't really like to call it an air raid, but it is an air raid style of offense, and both of them have come from backgrounds in that style of offense, so they're very familiar with that. I didn't really see the J.J. McCarthy fit as much. You know, he played in a lot of under center heavy play action stuff, which, you know, Cliff didn't do a ton with Arizona. So I definitely see, you know, Drake May and Jaden Daniels as more of a fit.
You mentioned being a Drake May guy a couple answers ago. I mean, how far back does your intrigue in him go, and why are you kind of backing him, so to speak, for the number two pick?
Yeah, it's always tough when you kind of try to pick one, and, you know, you have fans of each one's coming at you. But, yeah, I've kind of been a Drake May fan ever since I really kind of dove into his tape and really watched him and studied him. I think the potential that he has is a top 10 quarterback. I think, you know, his arm talent, his pocket presence, his athleticism, all of that, I think, is very, very good. And it's something that you can really bet on to see him as a future franchise quarterback. And that's not to say for me that I don't like Jaden Daniels. I still have a top 10 grade on Jaden Daniels. I think both of them are outstanding prospects. But for me, I'm just betting more on the high upside potential in Drake May.
Nick, speaking of betting, you got to walk to the betting window today. Do you bet that the Washington Local 53 trade back into the first round to select somebody, be it a tackle, receiver, or otherwise?
Yeah, that's tough. I think that really is 50-50, but I would lean no. I would lean that they would stay put. Obviously, that can change if they see a huge run on tackles kind of late in that first round. I would not be shocked if they go up and get it. But, you know, it's always kind of tough trading up into the first round to, you know, you're essentially saying this one player is worth two to three, basically. And that's tough to kind of, you know, swallow if it's not a quarterback. But if they like a guy and they think they can go get him and they don't think it costs too much, then by all means, go get him. But if they think they can sit back and, you know, take someone that might fall there to the early second, then I would much rather prefer that.
Speaking of trades, how would you feel about giving up picks to go get a veteran wide receiver, whether that's Brandon Ayuk or somebody else?
I wouldn't mind it just because, you know, you want to give your rookie quarterback as many options as you could possibly have. I think surrounding him with those type of weapons is something that, you know, good teams do, and it just helps a young quarterback. You know, when you have that young quarterback, you can manage to spend this type of money on these players because, again, he's on that rookie deal. You know, I'd like to see maybe that rookie quarterback kind of prove it first before you go spend all that money, but, you know, it's, it's always better to kind of give him more weapons and more help than not.
Should they be doing things in the draft defensively? I'm of the mind that I want to make sure, to your point, I want to make the bed, build the nest, whatever analogy you want to use, for my rookie quarterback. I only care about that. But they could improve on defense. I sort of don't care about that year one. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, no, I think this roster, and we kind of saw it in free agency, I think this roster needed a lot of overhaul, a lot of work. And for me, I don't think any position should be off the board. Maybe D-tackle when you have Payne and Allen there. But I think every position should be at play, and I think you should really kind of stick to, you know, best player available, whether that's offense or defense. You know, they could use depth pretty much everywhere. We know what kind of major holes we have right now, but there's no problem going best player available and just honestly just drafting good players. As easy as that sounds, sometimes teams don't do it. Just draft a good player. You know, maybe that's not something that is a pressing need right now, but you're kind of in a position where you are building a team up from scratch, basically.
Nick, thanks. We appreciate you, man.
Yep. You guys have a good one.
You too.
You too. Check out Nick Akridge, PFF.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.